One, two, three. One, two, three. One, two, three. She's gone, Mike.
Who is gone?
My Xbox.
Oh. The Xbox, she is a stingy mistress.
Yeah, now I have to play with my PlayStation 3.
Wow. Don't sound so sad about it. What do you have to play on it right now? Basically, you can actually play almost all those games you enjoy on your Xbox on your PlayStation 3, actually.
Yeah, but I have to buy them again.
Yeah, you know. I feel like something funny should have happened by now. February 18th, 2011. This is Mike Minotti. I'm joined by my brother, Ajguy.
Hello.
We've got a great show today. We're going to start off with the news. How's that look?
It looks really good today, actually. We got a lot of stuff. I'm excited.
That's good. And then after that, we're going to do the quiz. That'll be fun. It is a Marvel vs. Capcom themed quiz.
I figured as much.
Uh-huh. Then we'll do Let's Go Topical, our week in gaming, and we'll talk about the releases, and that'll be the show. Let's get to it.
All right. This week, probably the worst-kept industry secret since the PSP Go, the Xperia Play has been detailed.
Well, probably the worst-kept secret since the PSP 2.
Yeah, that too. Look, Sony just sucks at this. Let's just all accept that.
Maybe it's all very intentional.
It could be. They could be secretly brilliant, and we don't know it.
Sony, anyway. We're secretly brilliant. That's their new tagline.
Yeah, there's good marketing. I mean, we all... they had a Super Bowl commercial, for crying out loud. They shouldn't say anything. But, yes, it is for real. It's pretty much exactly what everyone figured it would be, too. It is like the slide-up with the kind of PSP controls and the touchpad-style dual-analog sticks. Here's kind of a rundown of its features. It is going to be running Gingerbread, which is Android 2.3, the latest version. It is a PlayStation-certified gaming experience. The game will run at 60 frames per second. It uses a combination of a Snapdragon processor, which is kind of standard in a lot of the Android phones, but it also has a dedicated graphics processor called the Adreno 205.
Just help me on something, because I don't know very much about specs for phones. How does this compare to other Android phones?
Imagine my Android phone, the Nexus One, with a graphics processor in it.
Your Android phone's kind of older, though. It's really only that good?
No, I mean, the Snapdragon's still really good. The only thing that outclasses it, they have, like, dual-core processors coming out now, but this is, because it has the GPU, it's kind of the same thing.
Okay.
Let's see. It's going to have a 4-inch display and a 5-megapixel camera. The only thing that's really missing from it that I kind of wish was there is the front-facing camera, too.
Ah.
But, you know, it's got the PlayStation buttons and all that good stuff.
Do you think I should consider this a contender for my next phone?
I think so. You know, in addition to having the PS1 games that they talked about through the PlayStation Suite, there's also going to be, you know, it's going to have a lot of games coming out for you know, just regular Android games that could use the controls. Gameloft, of course, is really supporting it. They have, like, their racing game, Asphalt, something or other coming. There's going to be a version of Dungeon Defenders that maps to the controls. Plus, and I actually think this is the most compelling feature, in the Android market, there are a number of emulators for Super Nintendo, Genesis, Game Boy.
Ooh.
There's no reason why these controls would not work with those.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That is compelling.
I know, right? Like I said, God, if it wasn't for that front-facing camera, because I actually kind of really want that in my next phone.
Yeah, I don't know.
It is, and I also should mention, too, will initially be exclusive to Verizon, though it may spread to other services as time goes on.
As they oft are to do.
Yes, and it comes out this March.
Well then, not too bad.
Very nice. It's a very nice-looking phone.
I feel like I should still at least wait to see what the next iPhone's going to be like. It's not, is it 4G capable? No?
This guy, no. That's another dumb thing, too. It is only 3G, which seems silly, because Verizon's really pushing their 4G.
Right, and that's lame. I feel like the next Xperia Play would be better. I mean, it would be, but you know, like a lot better.
Exactly.
As they always are. Next.
Oh, and some good news for Civ 5 fans on the Mac. They finally made all the DLC available in the Mac version.
That's nice.
So go download that.
They just released, or are releasing, a big patch soon, too.
Yeah, and actually until Monday, all the Civ 4 and Civ 5 were on sale for on Steam. Like, you could get the Civ 4 Complete, which is Civ 4, all the expansions, and Sid Meier's Colonization for $7.50.
Mm, not bad.
And then Civ 5 and its Digital Deluxe version are both 40% off.
Nice.
Yeah. Civ 5's a great game.
It is.
Blizzard is talking Diablo 3 stuff this week. First of all, they are saying, in kind of the wake of some damage control from the Activision call, it is their goal to release Diablo 3 this year.
Sure, it's their goal. It's my goal to lose 50 pounds this year, but you never know what's going to happen.
Right, right. They also have gone into some more details with the Demon Hunter class and have shown its male counterpart.
That's basically their new ranged class, right?
Right, right. A lot of crossbows and traps and things like that.
It's always weird to me because Demon Hunter, that was such a Warcraft term.
Yeah, right?
It's like, oh, there's Demon Hunters in Diablo 2.
They're not different.
Not Diablo 2, but Diablo also.
Yes. They also, this week, revealed some screenshots of an early prototype version of Diablo 3, which all the people bitching about the colors in Diablo 3 would have liked this one a lot better because it's pretty grayscale.
Yes, pretty bland.
Yes.
Pretty vanilla.
It looked weird, too, for some reason. I couldn't quite put my finger on it.
It's probably also beta, so.
Well, yeah. But, I mean, just like the art design, something looked strange about it. I couldn't quite put my finger on it.
Was the camera a little higher?
I thought it was low, actually.
Oh, really?
Like it seemed like you were, like, the camera was lower looking into the distance, but you couldn't really see what was front of the screen, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know, something was off about it. I think the game's going to be awesome, so.
Well, sure, it's Diablo.
Yes. Let's see. People have been poking around in Apple TV code, and it seems to suggest that gaming may come to the Apple TV.
In what way?
Probably just like, you know, you're not going to be playing, like, you know, Call of Duty on your Apple TV, but, you know, some iOS-style games. Like, I could see there being a version of Angry Birds for it and things like that. Could be interesting if they pull it off.
Huh. I can imagine, like, you can only play, like, oh, crap. Brain fart. What's the name of that game? Dirk the Daring?
Oh, Dragon's Lair.
Dragon's Lair. How the hell do I remember Dirk the Daring?
Yeah,
but not Dragon's Lair. God. All right.
But yeah, I mean, you know, you think about it. It's a $100 device that has access to, you know, these bite-sized games. That would be more of a mainstream gaming device than anything else, really, I think.
Right.
If they pull it off correctly and market it well. Oh, next. This is nice. Baba Yetu, the phenomenal opening track from Civilization IV, is gaming's first Grammy.
Hooray.
Yes.
It, you know, might as well be that one. That, you know, arguably the best gaming song ever.
Yeah, perhaps. There's not a person out there who doesn't like that song. It's very nice.
Maybe a deaf person wouldn't appreciate it so much.
And you went there.
Oh, sorry. Next. Hey, what are they going to do? They're not listening to this podcast. They'll never know.
Oh, man, that's two now. Let's move on. To the Halo Reach Defiant map pack, which was announced this week. Three new maps. Condemned is a firefight map. Highlands and Unearthed are just standard multiplayer. Oh, no, excuse me. Unearthed is the firefight. Condemned and Highlands are the standard multiplayer. $10, you know, usual deal. They have a trailer. Looks pretty good.
I wouldn't mind getting back into some Halo Reach multiplayer.
I do enjoy the Reach.
Yes. I bet you do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. NGP stuff. First of all, because Sony's still being stubborn old Sony, they fully believe that the NGP and PSP will continue to coexist.
Now, that's like, it was one thing when Nintendo said that about the DS and Game Boy Advance, but the NGP is just a better PSP.
I will put it to you this way. Go to a Best Buy and look at their PSP section. You will see two shelves of games and a handful of accessories next to it with a copy of Power Gig below it, heavily discounted.
Look, the PSP is barely existing, let alone coexisting with anything.
And here's the thing, too. I mean, maybe some games, like, if you push the downloadable ones because they'll play in an NGP, but who's going to buy a PSP UMD and carry around a PSP and an NGP?
Like, that's the only thing the PSP has going for is that it's not backwards compatible with the NGP, so, you know, if you want a PSP game, I guess you gotta keep that PSP around.
Yeah. I don't know. It's their whole 10-year life cycle thing. I'm always obsessed with that.
Sure.
PSP, I mean, I think the smart thing to do would be to cut and run. Be like, that was old, it was fine, this is our new thing. Let's focus on that now, everybody.
I mean, it's not like, obviously there's carryover. It'll be around like another year or so.
Right, but like, you coexist?
Know, coexist is a little strong word.
Yeah. Oh, then in other NGP news, they've revealed that they had to drop several features from the NGP to keep it affordable. We don't know what those features may be.
Well, you know.
What do you think they could be? Seems like the lot's in there.
3D?
I guess. That's the big one.
Maybe. I don't know.
I wonder if there was ever... They tried to figure out a way to get, like, L2 and L3 in that thing. Because that was always, like... The problem with the PSP, to me, outside of dual analog sticks, like when you played a PS1 game on it, is you were still short four buttons.
Right. But sometimes they got around that. Like, the God of War games, for some reason, never felt any worse off.
I mean, a game designed for the system, yeah. But, like, there's a lot of people who are like, oh, like, what if they do, like, a Call of Duty game that you could play, like, against NGP and PS3? I'm like, that would never work. What's the button you use most in Call of Duty, aside from shoot, run, which is mapped to L3? That doesn't exist on the NGP.
Right. Fair enough.
Okay. Forbes has declared that Valve is more valuable than Apple and Google.
Wait, really?
Well, the way they figure this is they look at the company's profits, and then they look at the number of employees they have. So on a per-employee basis, Valve is more profitable and more valuable.
Yeah, I don't know much about business, so take their word for it, I guess.
Yeah, because, I mean, Valve...
They are Forbes.
Never... Yeah, I mean, Valve never really, you know, discloses their sales numbers or the Steam numbers or anything. But for them to be that valuable in Forbes' eyes, they gotta be doing some crazy business off of Steam.
Right.
Which means Half-Life 3 better be fucking awesome.
Yeah, they don't even get me started on Half-Life 3.
Yeah, okay. And,
you think this year we'll hear something?
Maybe that'll be their big. Well, they said they still got those surprise announcements throughout 2011.
Because I mean,
be one of them.
If Portal 2 comes out in March, then they'll have to have something coming out next. They'll have to say something at E3 probably. Maybe halfway through will be like the big game at E3 this year.
They did announce some more Left 4 Dead 2 DLC.
Yeah, well, I don't give a shit.
Well, it's just they're porting some Left 4 Dead 1 maps to Left 4 Dead 2, and then there's a community campaign that they're adding to the game.
That's
officially.
Fantastic.
Okay.
And you know, I never played Left 4 Dead 2.
Yeah, I know.
Once. I don't think you did either.
I did. I played through all the campaigns at least once. Okay. It's good. It's really good.
It's Left 4 Dead, I'm sure.
Yeah. Ubisoft has declared that the next Assassin's Creed will be revealed in May.
Shocker.
Yeah. I'm excited just to find out what the time setting is.
Oh, yeah. You have to play Brotherhood so that...
Oh, well, I was going to this week.
Right. Oh, yeah. Xbox that, yeah. But, you know, you have to actually... It's weird how... I still think it's weird how Brotherhood was secretly more of a sequel than they let it on being.
Yeah, like I said, I think they kind of... Like, for as good as their marketing for this game traditionally had been, I think they kind of mismanaged it with Brotherhood, kind of focusing too much on the multiplayer.
Right, like not letting people know what was going on.
Yeah.
But, I'm still hoping for... I'm still calling Colonial.
I want Victorian England.
No, I'm saying Colonial.
I think you might be right, but I would love Victorian England.
I'm saying, like, Boston or New York.
Well, why not both?
I guess it could be both. I feel like in Brotherhood, though, they kind of... The big thing with Brotherhood that was different was that they just were in one...
It was just one city. Yeah,
and it was kind of neat, really, because it was just like one big city. It was like more like an open-world game than the other ones.
Mm-hmm. Boston would probably be the better choice than if I had to...
Port City, heck.
Yeah.
I think Boston was a bigger deal back then, right?
You could make the Boston Tea Party one of the missions. You could get crazy with it.
Right. Boston was a big deal. Oh, yeah. I would be all over that.
Mm-hmm.
Who would be like your like... Well, the only reason I say New York is because I saw something. It was talking about how there was a really big spy network in New York during... Like, when it was occupied during the Revolutionary War. Like, and I'm not great at my Revolutionary War, but I don't think Boston was ever... I mean, was it occupied?
I don't know.
See, New York was.
Yeah.
And you could do a really interesting, I don't know, kind of thing there. Because there would have to be a lot of British troops there, too. Because, you know, we're not going to have us killing Americans. Oh, no.
Right. Good points, all.
Yes.
Maybe Ubisoft's listening.
And you know who was instrumental on that spy network?
Who?
Mr. George Washington.
Ah, yes. I think everybody really liked the whole cache of having, like, Leonardo da Vinci, such a big character in the second game, because he's recognizable. They made him really cool. I could see them doing that, trying to find, like, a historically significant character and working him into the story.
Right. Like, maybe not, like, Washington, but, you know.
I'm sure you could interact with him.
Right. Paul Revere, he's your best friend.
Yeah.
Something cool like that.
Put Sam Adams. That's
what I was about to say. Sam Adams. We all like Sam Adams now. We love his beer.
Yes.
All right. Next.
Microsoft has demonstrated Kinect integration with Windows Phone 7.
Oh. How's that going for them?
I didn't see video of it. It's just a text description. It's like one person or two people are using Windows phones to control balls while someone on a Kinect is, like, deflecting them. I mean, they said it, this isn't, like, a game or anything. It's just purely a tech demo. But interesting that they're toying with that.
Sure. Cool beans, all that.
Yep. In football news, the NFL has extended EA's exclusivity with Madden through 2013.
Yeah, it'll be longer than that.
Yep.
Eventually. All said and done. What do you think about MLB, this show, having analog controls, PS?
Do you still get the digital controls if you want them?
I assume.
I don't know. I've never played MLB 2K, whatever. So I don't know how it works.
I saw something where, like, NBA, like the 2K guys, like, oh, we're flattered they're copying us. I'm like, you guys do not get to be, like, that, like,
yeah,
snobby over...
Their game is clearly better than yours.
Yeah, you guys have lost terribly. Like, you know, you can brag, maybe if you... Maybe, who knows, you got your Michael Jordan team working on this one, and it's going to be good again, but...
Yeah, well, it's like, I mean, here's the thing. When people come into Best Buy and they're asking me to recommend game systems to them, I will admit I tend to skew towards 360. But, like, this week a guy came in, I asked him, you know, what games do you like to play the most? He said, sports games. And I was like, okay, well, what's your favorite sport? And he said, baseball. And I said, get a PS3.
Right. Exactly. All right.
What's
next?
BioWare has revealed that there is going to be a Dragon Age web series created by and starring Felicia Day.
Can I say that I don't think I love Felicia Day nearly as much as everybody else in the geek community?
You may.
I, like, don't hate her, but I sometimes get annoyed just that she seems to have a large fan base just because, I don't know.
She's an attractive redhead who's a geek?
I guess so. It bugs me.
Do you really watch The Guild?
No, I don't watch The Guild. Maybe
see,
that's why.
You should. It's really good.
I'm sure.
They also have announced that when the Dragon Age 2 demo comes out on my birthday, this Tuesday, the 22nd, if 1 million people download the demo, it's going to unlock something cool.
I'm sure 1 million people will.
Yes. I'll be downloading it twice, once on my PlayStation, unless my Xbox somehow gets back, and on my PC.
Well, there you go. That's three times, actually, AJ.
Well, then when my Xbox gets here, that'll be three, but I don't know if it'll be in time.
Oh, I see. This.
Oh, I can't wait. That game looks so good. They were showing off, like, they were talking about some of the tech this week, and they were showing how they redid the lighting and shadow engines. So, like, when you're in a cave, like, light realistically scatters through it. It looks really cool. Like, they showed the screenshots and everything.
I'm
so excited.
Early March, right? That's coming out?
Yeah.
Cool beans.
I have it pre-ordered through Amazon so I can get my collector's edition. I'm stoked.
Next.
Double Fine has announced their next game, and it's way out of left field. It is a Sesame Street Kinect game.
What is it going to be exactly?
I have no idea. I mean, I could see this being fantastic for kids. Something like where you get to actually interact with the Sesame Street characters and talk to them.
How many bees are in this beehive? And there's, like, numbers on there. You just kind of do the hand-pointing thing to pick the right one. Oh, but it's more complicated than that.
I mean, I don't know for sure, but... If there's anyone who could make something cool of this, I guess it would be them. They're pretty creative folk.
Sure.
Yeah. Just seems weird. They went from Brutal Legend to this.
They have to actually make money now, I guess.
Exactly. Well, you know, good for them. Mortal Kombat has revealed its newest combatant with a K. It is Noob Saibot. Remember him?
Oh, yeah. That's hilarious that he's in. I like that.
Yeah, well, I like the twist they put on now. It's like he has his shadow fighting with him, too.
Right.
So that looks cool. I think that game could be actually pretty good. I've been watching all the videos, and it looks...
You know, storyline-wise, he's actually the original Sub-Zero.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Huh.
I hope Smoke's going to be in it. He was always my favorite. I don't know, though.
Robotic Smoke or Human Smoke?
I kind of am partial to Human Smoke, to be honest. I'll settle for Robotic Smoke.
Fair enough.
But Robotic Smoke did have the awesome fatality where he blew up the Earth.
Yeah.
I liked that. With a bunch of pipe bombs.
Yeah, those must have been some crazy powerful bombs.
Honestly.
Oh, where was I? Okay, so Apple's pissing off everybody.
Uh-oh.
They've announced their subscription plans built into iOS apps. Where, you know, you could get, like, a recurring subscription within an app. The thing is, here's what's pissing all everybody off. As with all things in the App Store, Apple takes their 30% cut. If you're going to offer your subscription outside of the App Store, like, let's just say it's a service that works both on Apple devices and, like, on PC. GrooveShark, for example. Mm-hmm. Which, you know, you could get a GrooveShark subscription on their website. It would work. You have to offer it through the app. And in the app, you can only offer it through the app. You can't say in the app, like, sign up through the App Store or on our website. You follow?
Yes, keep going.
Okay. So, of course, this has everyone pissed off, saying, you know, Apple's just trying to take more of their fair share of our stuff because we're already paying for just get the app in there and mm-hmm. yada, yada, yada. And, yeah, it's crazy time.
I'm sure everyone's very upset with them. Bad Apple.
Let's see. Nintendo's confirmed a final shipment of Super Mario All-Stars.
Nice.
Yeah. Need to get that. I had no idea it was going to like sell out that fast.
Yeah, honestly. I thought they would like to make money and make a bunch of them.
This is a clever way to trick me out of $30 the next time it comes out.
I can't get this anytime soon at all. There's way too many like other games coming out.
I know.
There's no way I can afford it right now.
Let's see. People have been combing through the code of Marvel vs. Capcom 3 to find mentions of Frank West and Doc Ock.
Frank West was rumored to have been in the game at one point.
No, he was. Remember all those original silhouettes? He was clearly seen in those.
Right. And then they cut him for some reason.
So people don't know if he's going to be DLC or if it is just leftover code.
Doc Ock, though, that should be there from the beginning.
Yeah, that's a great choice for a character.
That was in my... I did, like, an article with who I wanted, and he was in there.
Mm-hmm. They also... Like, someone hacked the game on the PS3, of course. To pull what existing code of Jill Valentine's in the game and get her working. Like, a lot of stuff is missing, which will presumably be filled in with the DLC.
Right.
But that's interesting, I thought. So this is really cool news, I just think. Epic Mickey creator Warren Spector will be writing a new DuckTales monthly comic.
That's great. Well, you know, that one group who does these comics, they've been doing, like... They've been revitalizing a lot of old Disney Afternoon
shows.
Yeah,
it actually takes place in the same continuity as their Darkwing Duck comics, which I really need to start getting.
Yeah, because those are apparently awesome.
I wish they sold them somewhere on the iPad, but they don't.
So yeah, I guess those were really popular, so then they started doing DuckTales, and I think they did one other one.
I think Chip and Dale's Rescue Rangers.
I think you're right. That all sounds pretty great.
I know, I need to get those. Telltale had a big event. Where they showed that they are, in fact, making games based off The Walking Dead, as was rumored, and Fables, which is a comic book of sorts. They also showed a trailer for their Jurassic Park game, and it does look pretty frickin' sweet.
Nice.
There was a T-Rex fighting a Triceratops, Mike.
Didn't episode 2 of Back to the Future?
Yeah, like yesterday. It was like out of nowhere. It was like, I like got home from work, I was tired, I checked my email, it's like, download episode 2, now I was like, woo!
I didn't get to play it yet,
I'll play that this week. Chris just texted me, actually, while we're recording. He says he's close to beating it and that it's awesome.
Did he beat the first one?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
I thought I thought he hadn't for some reason. Okay.
No, he did.
What's that?
And my final story. YouTube has posted some job postings indicating that they may be looking to make dedicated console apps for the PS3 and 360 and Wii, which I'm surprised it took this long.
Yeah, honestly. That's always kind of a big thing with the PS3 is, like, I like to use it to show people YouTube videos on my TV. But it's kind of a clunky interface right now, so be nice.
Yep.
All right.
That's it. I'm done.
Let's do our quiz.
Okay.
All right, got 5 questions and a bonus question, all themed on Marvel versus Capcom. First question, how many games are there in the Marvel versus series? So this means not counting, like, the Capcom versus games with, like, SNK and Tatsunoko.
Okay, well, let's see. There was X-Men versus Street Fighter. Then, was there another one of those? I don't know. I'm going to say no, but I might be wrong. So then there's Marvel vs. Capcom, Marvel vs. Capcom 2, Marvel vs. Capcom 3. Let me just double check here. 4?
There's 5.
Damn it!
And this is the best part. Question 2. The first one was X-Men vs. Street Fighter. What was the second?
Damn it. X-Men vs. Street Fighter 2?
No. Marvel Super Heroes vs. Street Fighter.
Ow.
Question 3. What was the first versus game to let you pick three people on your team?
Marvel versus Capcom 2?
Correct.
All right.
All right. The Marvel versus Capcom 2 is well known for having a lot of fighters in it. How many were there?
52?
56.
Damn. For some reason, 52 came in my head.
5. What year did Marvel vs. Capcom 2 come out?
In the arcade?
Arcade and Dreamcast was the same year.
It was?
Yeah.
2000. Yes, 2000.
Correct.
Yay!
All right.
I was going to say 2001. I was like, I'm always off by one.
You know, with a Dreamcast game, you only have 3 years to work with.
Yeah,
so.
I know.
All right. Alphabetically, who is Marvel vs. Capcom 2's first character?
Two. Let me think.
I thought this was a fun one.
Yeah. Of course, you're going to force me to go through, like, the entire roster in my head.
Yeah, it might take too long.
This is great radio.
Just think of the A's, AJ.
I'm trying. I can't concentrate. Who the hell's in that game with an A in their name?
All right, clue time. This is a Street Fighter character.
Okay.
He has red hair.
God damn it.
He's very angry all the time.
Akuma.
Yes.
Yay.
He is always very mad. I wonder what's wrong with him.
Yeah, I don't know what his deal is.
He's very upset.
I don't think he got enough love in his childhood.
All right, let's go topical.
Okay.
All right, so the Dead Island trailer made a big splash. Did you see that?
No.
Really? Everyone else in the world has.
I know, I just didn't get to it yet.
Okay. Well, you know it made a big splash, everyone's talking about it. First thing, Dead Island the game will not make as much an impact as Dead Island the trailer.
Yet they're fresh. Is this that thing Microsoft announced? Or am I just completely off?
You don't know anything about Dead Island, do you?
Not really.
You're just a big mess right now. You are not...
You start with your thoughts while I watch this real quick.
I mean, I don't know. The trailer is really cool. Don't watch a trailer. It's really long. You have no time to do it right now.
It's 3 minutes.
No, you're not watching it right now. I swear to God. It's just the trailer making a big deal. I don't think we know that much about the game yet. I think some people got to see it. I don't know. You know how I feel about zombies, how sick of it I am.
Yeah, you're done.
All right. If this is like an open world zombie game, and I think that's what this is about, that could be cool because we haven't really had that yet. I mean, closest thing is Dead Rising, but I don't know. So I think it kind of makes me think about like the awesome commercials that like Halo 3 had. Then Halo 3 came out and was still just Halo, kind of that sort of thing. All right.
Oh, this is that game that was they announced this like 4 years ago, right?
What? I don't know. Did they? I don't think so. I don't know that. All right, let's move on.
Okay.
You're embarrassing me.
Sorry.
You agree with EA's John Riccitiello that
Riccitiello.
Excuse me. That the Old Republic will take a big chunk of WoW's user base.
At first.
At first.
I mean, it always happens. Whenever, like a quote-unquote big MMO comes out, there's always a few people who cancel their WoW subscriptions, try this one out. What usually happens is after 2-3 months, when people realize, wow, this game's not as good as World of Warcraft, they go back. So, yeah, there will be an initial departure. It's just going to... It'll be interesting to see if either everyone stays or everyone starts playing both.
I just get disappointed when I hear previews for the game, and it sounds like it is very much like World of Warcraft.
It just seems like World of Warcraft with more story.
I guess.
Which isn't necessarily the worst thing.
No, it's not. But the problem, when you play World of Warcraft, like, that's fine for leveling through it, but, like, when you do the end game stuff, which is really the game, at least for World of Warcraft, that story stuff, you don't have time for it anymore. So that's, like, a nice thing to have there. But it doesn't for your bread and butter players, like the guys who are going to be paying a subscription for the next 5 years of their lives. I don't know how much they appreciate that.
Yeah,
we'll see. I mean, it's hard to say. We'll see.
It seems to me, and I could be completely wrong, but it seems to me the way this Old Republic is structured, it's less of a focus on like the end game rating, and more of, you know, like they said, this is basically KOTOR's like 3-8. like, play through a class, experience that class's story, max it out, start the next class, play through that class's story, and so on and so forth.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds fun. So I still don't believe that there's not really going to be no overlap. I find it... I don't know. So many big promises with Old Republic. Hard to say. We'll have to try it whenever it comes out. Alright, next one. You're disappointed Portal 2 won't have move support for the PS3.
A little bit, now that I've been using one.
What do you think? What do you think of your move?
I'll talk about that more in our week in gaming. Ooh. But so far, I actually really like it.
Nice.
It's not that... I mean, the thing is, I was never expecting it. So, like, all these wrong stories that came out, and then they're like, we didn't say that. Yeah, it's fine. I'll get over it, I'm sure. As will most people.
Agreed. Next. A survey recently named Gears of War 3, 2011's most anticipated game. What's yours?
What game did they say was most anticipated?
Gears of War 3.
Really?
Well, it's kind of hard for that to be so anticipated, at least in my eyes, because I know exactly what you're going to get there.
Yeah, plus Uncharted 3 is coming out this year, sure. And Skyrim.
Well, Uncharted 3, again, that's kind of like, I know what I'm going to get, as mm-hmm. much as I'm looking forward to it. Skyrim is interesting, because that's probably, there's going to be a big jump in that, new engine and all that stuff. That's right, exciting. Right. Portal 2 is really exciting, just because, you know, like, they're taking what was a four-hour game and making it this big, huge, standalone retail product now.
Hey, you know what, I just thought of why Portal 2 would not work with a Move controller at all.
Why?
How often in Portal were you flying through the air and you just had to shoot straight out in front of you to create a portal? And could you imagine if, like, you weren't always aiming at the center of the screen?
Yeah, that's very true, actually.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I just... Okay, everyone, it's fine. Move on.
But, I don't know. I guess my most anticipated is probably still Uncharted 3.
Yeah, it's between Uncharted and Skyrim for me. It's going to be so good.
Portal 2 is up there.
Oh, yeah.
I'm kind of just excited to get a 3DS. I don't know. That's not really a game, though.
That's true, too, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Batman Arkham City is missing out on a great opportunity by not including co-op.
No.
You don't think?
I don't think it needs it. The first game was so good. I just want an expanded version of that. Like, I don't think I need it.
I just think that would have been kind of neat. Like, I thought, like, when for some reason, I always assumed when I saw, like, those first pictures of Catwoman that there was going to be some Catwoman-Batman co-op in it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, it made a lot of sense.
Yeah, I think maybe what they should have done was from the get-go, said this, and instead of letting people kind of get it in their head and get excited about it, right. That might have been a mistake.
I wonder if it was something they were working on, maybe.
Yeah, and then dropped it, that could be.
Oh, well, there's always the next one.
Yeah.
They'll get Robin in there, wee. It's like, everyone has to have giant fights over who gets to be Batman.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, last one. EA should make Mirror's Edge 2.
Sure. I like Mirror's Edge. Like I said, I mean, I think Mirror's Edge, I felt the same way about that the way I felt about Assassin's Creed. It's a good framework, and the sequel's going to be awesome when they figure out how to actually design the game around this mechanic. And, you know, we saw what happened with Assassin's Creed, and I think Mirror's Edge deserves that chance.
Right, and the sequel, you know, they just look what happened with the other big new IP they released that year, Dead Space, and how much better Dead Space 2 not only is, but how much better it's selling.
Right.
And you don't want to wait too long for these things, because there is a grace period, you know? You don't want to release Mirror's Edge 2 two more years from now.
Right.
I really liked Mirror's Edge, by the way. I still...
I do, too. I feel like they needed to either de-emphasize gunplay or remove it entirely, or make it better. I just felt like it was clunky. And do more outdoor environments, fewer indoor, because that was the fun part of that game, was jumping across rooftops.
No, for sure, but there was still some value in some of the other things. I think a lot of people were mad at it because it wasn't what I thought it was, but I still really liked it. I don't know.
Oh, and those stupid, like, e-surance commercials for cutscenes need to go, too. Those are awful.
All right, fine. See, nitpicky. You are nitpicky.
Yeah.
All right, that's it. Let's talk about our week in gaming.
Okay.
I'm going first this time.
Go ahead. Talk about Marvel vs. Capcom 3, Fate of Two Worlds.
Fate of Two Worlds, for the win. You know, for some reason, I really kept expecting this game to disappoint me somehow in the end.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I was mad at some of the characters and whatnot. But no, I really, really, really like it. It's good. Still great. It's still Marvel vs. Capcom. Actually, a lot of the changes they made for Marvel vs. Capcom 2 work really well. Like, instead of the two punches and two kicks. It's like a light, medium, heavy attack buttons, and like the A buttons, like your aerial, like it's like it sends them up in the air. Actually, the launcher, yeah. Like one of the best things is this new like aerial combo system where you juggle them in the air, and then like one of your teammates will come in and start fighting, and then the other guy will come in. Like Penny Arcade did a comic just about that. But so that stuff's great. It looks really sharp. I have fun online. The weird thing is right now, like, if I just go to, like, rank match, find a match, I have never found a match that way. Really? Every time it's like, oh, we can't find one, go back to the main menu. I wish that, and Street Fighter 4 is kind of like that too, where, like, your best bet to find a match is to just play through arcade mode or go in training mode and turn on that setting where it's like, you're just constantly...
Yeah, keep me open.
Right. Like, that's, like, the way I find ranked matches. And, like, player matches are easy because you can go into lobbies and it's, like, four people are waiting. And those are actually really well-designed. Mm-hmm. The only thing annoying about that is that you can't watch the other people play while you're in the lobby.
Yeah, that seems really weird.
It does. I don't know what that's about. I just was... Like, Blaze Blue had the... Had such a great, like... It seems like a no-brainer where if I pick find a match, it would just keep looking for one... Until it found me one.
Like, yeah, I don't understand that. It's like, I'm going to give up.
It was like,
keep going.
It's like, I couldn't find one. Go back to the main menu. I'm like, what? Yeah. No. No, just keep looking. This is what I want to do, I swear. So, and when I do, when you look at the game and you look, when I look like at the least, especially the Marvel side of the new characters, man, those are still some obscure options to me.
Yeah.
Dormammu, whatever his name is. X-23. Freaking,
MODOK.
Taskmaster. MODOK is at least kind of silly. Just yeah. A giant face. He makes me laugh. Super Scroll. And a lot of them play fine, but they still seem like weird choices. But a lot of the new characters, they do play really, really well. Like, Arthur, who I play with a lot, I love him because he really is designed to, like, be practically all ranged. Like, he's incredibly slow.
Right.
So you would never charge at somebody. You're just constantly kind of doing range attacks, you know, almost spamming them, if you will.
So who have you settled into your favorite three characters?
Yeah, Captain America, Deadpool, and Arthur right now.
All right, Captain. Yeah, I've dabbled with the game a little bit on the Best Buy demo. I haven't played a ton, but
really,
I like watching Deadpool.
Yeah,
because he's hilarious.
You see him do his
fourth wall finisher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's great, because he's just like...
This is a hyper combo.
Right. One thing I just love is, like, you know, like, how some characters will talk to each other. Like, they have specific things for their intros. Mm-hmm. Like, if Captain America fights Iron Man, they do, like, an exchange from the Civil War.
Oh, yeah?
And it's cool. But, like, what's even better is, like, sometimes they just have more random ones. Like, Captain America fights Zero, and he says, "So, your name's Zero, huh? Hope you don't fight like one." Just, like, random stuff like that. It's, like, just kind of neat. Like, Deadpool, when he beat Arthur, like, in the end, his, like, text speech was like, "That's for tricking me into playing a bunch of great but really difficult platformers." Like, just little touches like that. They're just
That's
fantastic.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. I've been having a really great time with
it. Yeah, I definitely want to get this game. I just don't have an Xbox.
Right. Really, it's just great that it seems, like, it's hard. You never really know how balanced a fighting game is till like, a year after it comes out. When everyone kind of learns how to exploit things. Right now, it just seems really balanced. Like, Sentinel, who's back in it, he used to make me want to tear my eyebrows out in Marvel's Capcom 2. He's much better balanced this time. Yeah, just having a great time with it.
It seems like, because one of the things with Marvel's Capcom and Marvel's Capcom 2 is, like, these characters weren't designed to be in games with each other. They were literally just pulling characters and sprites and moves from other games, just throwing them together.
Right, because
like this one was designed from the ground up, you know?
And, well, that's why I'm not mad that there aren't 56 or 58 characters in this
right.
one. Like, I think some people don't understand that there were that many characters in the last one because they literally were copy and pasting.
I know, like, you look at, like, Morrigan in Marvel's Capcom 2, she looked terrible. She was blurry, low
right.
res compared to everyone else, because
they pulled from
Darkstalkers.
The Darkstalkers sprites were the oldest looking, and they looked terrible. And then, like, they had the original characters that were made for that game, like Amigo or whatever, and they're like, "Oh, those sprites look great." It's like, well, yeah, they're, like, 7 years newer.
Yeah.
So, no, I really don't have a problem with the number of characters in the game. And it's nice that there will be DLC.
Mm-hmm.
Freaking get... You know, one last thing about Mega Man not being in there. Like, somebody asked, like, the game's director or producer, like, why Mega Man was in there. Like, oh, we just didn't know if his moveset was varied enough. What? Mega Man gets 8 new moves in every game he's in. Who has a bigger moveset in all of gaming than Mega Man?
That is true.
What? Zero's pretty cool, though.
Yeah, I was watching someone play with him. He looked pretty neat.
A lot of the Capcom characters I really like. Beautiful Joe. Beautiful Joe
Spencer
and
Spencer looked good, too.
Beautiful Joe and Dante actually had, like, a neat exchange. Dante's like, I forget what it was like. It was like they were very friendly about it. It was really, like, you know, they're both, like, laid back. That was kind of neat. Amaterasu's pretty awesome. Really.
Yeah, I didn't realize she has, like, the 3-weapon mechanic, and each weapon opens up a different moveset.
Right, like, almost like the Pokemon trainer from Brawl.
Yeah.
Kind of.
That's a good analogy.
Yeah, yeah. But I really am digging it. I'm having a lot of fun with it.
Good.
First I got my old copy of Dead Space 1, so I could finish that real quick. Which, man, it's always weird when you haven't played a game for a couple years, and you're like, more than halfway through, and you're like, I'm going to play this again.
What's going on?
Right, and like, I'm walking, and like, the first wave of enemies comes at me, I'm like, wait, slow down!
I don't remember!
Oh, God! But I played through that, so I could play Dead Space 2, and Dead Space 2, really enjoying that. It's funny, because, like, I literally will sit down here, play Dead Space 2, and, like, I'll literally, like, scream things at myself, you know? Like,
oh, no, shit,
you know, stuff like that. And it's, like, it's so much fun, in a way. Like, it doesn't actually scare me, you know, but it's, like...
It's very intense. I mean, Visceral Games is a good name for that studio, because that's what this game is.
Right. I've always kind of having these, like, almost generic kind of horror movie, like, reactions, like, oh, man, oh. Look, they got us. They're awesome, but it was like the first time like the glass gets broken and like you start like going
through.
Oh yeah,
the vacuum of space starts sucking you out, and you like when he falls through that vent, it's just there's something very intense about him falling through that vent.
Yeah. Did you haven't
it looked like it hurt.
Have you gone through the Unitology church level yet?
No.
There's like a really neat like whole like thing that like towards the end of that. It's, like, just really long event that's just, like, really, really neat. But, I mean, it's basically... I mean, first off, an incredibly smart move to make Isaac no longer a silent protagonist.
Yeah, yeah. People are like, oh, it ruins the atmosphere. I'm like, oh, shut up.
Do people really complain? No, it's a million times better that way. I just love games like this where, like, I don't know. It seems like the world is really well-developed. Like, you're walking around, and, like, there's, like, just stores there that, like, have all of these assets in them, like... Like
yeah,
these shelves.
It feels inhabited.
Right, exactly. And I'm always kind of a sucker for like these sort of industrial sci-fi settings, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's the outer space rapture.
Right, it is in a lot of ways. But I don't know, it's just a very pretty game to look at. If you fought like these enemies yet that are they're basically like raptors from Jurassic Park.
No.
But you know, like,
I'm not very far yet. I have to. Admit.
It's great when you survive your first encounter with them, you get an achievement like Well, what's Clever Girl?
Yeah.
Just, like, from Jurassic Park. Like, they really are terrifying, because, like, you'll see their heads popping around, like, behind this, like, the structures and stuff, then they'll just come charging at you.
Oh, man.
Incredibly fast. Like, even if you do your, like, slow down thing on them, they're still coming at a decent speed. So it's, like, quick, get their legs out.
I really like that the stasis recharges in this game, because, like, when I played the first game, I felt like I just never used it. I was like, oh, I gotta save it. But, you know, you get that mentality in a game, oh, I gotta save it, so you just never use something.
I know what you mean.
I was always like that in the Mega Man games. But, yeah, it's like, now that, like, you know, it just recharges, I actually find myself using it more than I would.
Mm-hmm. Bottom line, seems like a great sequel. Enjoying it a lot. Can't wait to play more of it. Anyway, the thing, You Don't Know Jack, you talked about that. We played it after the last podcast.
Oh, yeah.
I bought
it. Let me talk about that, because my buddy's birthday was this Sunday, so we all just went over to his apartment. There was four of us. I brought the game. We had some pizza, some beers, and we just started playing You Don't Know Jack, the four of us. It is so fun with four people in the room just playing it. Mm-hmm. It's a blast. Because there's a couple things that happen in local play I didn't know. Like, when you get to the dis or dat, it takes whoever's in last place, and they play the dis or dat.
Right.
But everybody else is still allowed to answer, and if you buzz in your answer before the player, and he's wrong, whoever of the other three people got it right split the $300 that it would have been.
Yeah, I was doing some local with Chris, actually.
Mm-hmm. And then the other thing, like, I was initially disappointed. I didn't realize if you're not signed in, you can't put in a name for yourself, like, at all. You can't just say, like, well, I'm Eric. Like, you know, you can't do it.
Uh-huh.
So you just have to pick no name. And what we found out is when you pick that, the one production assistant guy comes in and just gives you all names. So, like, the first time, it was like, I'm going to call you guys summer, fall, spring, and winter. We're like, oh, that's comical. And then, like, it was like head, shoulders, knees, and toes. And then the one game, he goes, I'm going to call you guys Twilight, New Moon, Eclipse, and Poo.
It really is legitimately funny. That's kind of my favorite thing about
it.
Oh,
we were cracking up the whole time.
My favorite question I've had in the game so far was, it was like a question about, I can't believe it's not butter in the five stages of grief. I was literally laughing too hard. Like, it was like, if you go with the other stages of grief, what would be the second one? Like, it was like, I'm very angry it's not butter. I accept it's not butter. I was laughing so hard.
Could
I literally couldn't answer.
Please make it butter. Like, yeah, it was hilarious.
Yeah. Please,
like,
make
the
it.
The only shortcoming of this game is that the questions are not entirely randomized. They're episodes. Each episode is the same. Because I didn't tell this to my friends, but most of the games we played that night I played through already.
Oh, you jerk. You ass.
I know.
There's 7 years. There's probably 60 of them you haven't played yet.
Oh, yeah, I know.
You jerk.
But, like, even when I played online last week, like, we were playing, it was me and Jeff Massa playing with, you know, random people, and there's this one kid who's in 3 games with us. The first and third game, he was in the negatives. That second game, he won.
Right. Oh,
he was like, okay, he played that one before.
Yeah, you know. That's why I wouldn't really play this game with strangers on Xbox Live.
Right.
It's not that kind of game.
Oh, it's just so good.
But that's
they
it.
They nailed it.
That's it for me. What have you played?
Well, like I said, I got a Move controller. Mom sent me a $15 Best Buy gift card for Valentine's Day.
Wasn't that nice?
Cool. Yes. And,
that's the only Valentine you got.
Too. Yeah, it is.
Me too.
Bastard. but yeah, and you know, I turns out I get a discount on these things too, so I got a Move controller. I already have the PlayStation Eye, so I just got the controller. I didn't get like the bundle. So first I played some Dead Space Extraction. Which, you know, I mean, it's a on-rails light gun shooter, basically, just really, really good.
Right.
Very visceral, you know, the whole...
Very visceral.
Damn, I keep using that word. But it's cool, because, like, the engage secondary fire, you just twist the controller 90 degrees, which is totally cool for the plasma cutter, because now you're just twisting it to the angle you want the beam to shoot.
Right, yeah, exactly.
So that's really good. I played the Killzone 3 beta with it, the multiplayer beta. When you're playing, like, where you're just literally running around and trying to shoot people, it's probably not as good as having a controller, and there's a couple reasons. To turn, you know how it is, like, you just aim the cursor all the way to the right of the screen, you start turning right.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're, like, turning a corner and you see an enemy, you've now moved past them, and you have to, like, kind of stop turning, turn back, get them in your sights. You don't have as much reaction time because they appeared so quickly in your crosshair. It's not as good of an advantage.
It's kind of funny how, it like, when the Wii was first revealed, I was like, oh my god, this is going to be the best new way to play first-person shooters.
Mm-hmm.
Eh, not so much.
Well, here's the thing, though. I then tried playing a sniper.
Wow. Yeah.
Sniping with this thing is awesome.
Well, if it's just, like, because pointing and shooting.
Exactly, because the sniper class has, like, an active camo you can engage. You just pick your spot, you crouch down, you turn on your stealth, and you just look around. There was a guy who was between two boxes. I mean, 4 pixels of space between these boxes, and I headshot him. It was awesome. So if you want to snipe, you may actually prefer the Move controller.
Okay.
Then they also released this week the single-player demo for the game. And just playing that with the Move totally works, because, you know, the enemies in single-player, they're not humans who are running around crazy. They're behind cover, popping at you and everything. So in that instance, it works great. Playing the game with the Move controller, like, that's probably how I'll play it. It was just really fun. It was, you know, it was different enough to, like, because, you know, I mean, it's very similar to Killzone 2. So, like, this made it at least different enough so I felt like I was playing something new. You know what I mean?
Right.
The only thing that sucks is I don't have a navigation controller yet. I'll probably get one next week. So, like, I'm just playing with a DualShock in my left hand. Yeah, that's not very optimal at all. It's very hard to hold it. let's see. The other demo I tried. Oh, I got that puzzle game Tumble. Which is, it's kind of like there's elements of, like, you're stacking blocks, you're trying to blow up blocks, you're maneuvering blocks, but it feels just very 3D, just the way it works. The way you have to, like, kind of move the controller forward through space and fit it through these openings and stuff, like, that was really cool. And the last demo was the Heavy Rain Move-enabled demo, which I now want to play Heavy Rain with that Move controller, because that was actually really cool. Like, it's the same demo that they released before, like, you know, the part with Shelby in the apartment and then Jaden at the crime scene.
Right.
But, like, when you get to that fight in the apartment, it's pretty intense having to whip this Move controller all over the place trying to fight. And, yeah, it didn't even do it perfectly. Yeah, it's kind of tricky.
Wait till you get to your 20th fight, quote-unquote, in the game. But I digress.
But, yeah, I mean, it was still really cool. The one thing I don't like about the Move controller in general, because it's just a single point of tracking, it's just the PlayStation Eye. Because when you use the Wii Remote, it's using two IR sensors. The Kinect has two cameras and its depth sensor. So there's never really a very clearly defined center with this thing. And it has you calibrate before you do anything every time. And it never feels right. Like, I always feel like if I just have the controller what I feel like should be center of the screen, it's never center. And, you know, you go and you recalibrate, you kind of get used to it, but because, and here's the other annoying thing, this is something I never really appreciated about the Kinect till now, just the fact that it automatically adjusts the tilt, because I tried doing the iPad demo, but I didn't have enough light in the room, and it wasn't even working at all, but you have to go over and tilt the camera all the way down.
Huh.
Then I go back to play, like, Killzone. I got to go back and tilt the camera back up and make sure it's aimed so that me sitting in the couch is center of the screen. But you don't actually have, like, a live view, so you don't really know where the camera's aiming. So, like, that's kind of a pain in the ass. So I just wish there was... The camera as the tracking device, I think, like, was a solution they went with because the camera's cheap and people had them already. But it's not very elegant.
Anything else you play?
No.
All right, then.
Words with Friends came out for Android.
We're not talking about Words with Friends. Yeah, and I played more Angry Birds. What else is new? All right. Here's the releases, then.
Okay.
We had the Marvel vs. Capcom 3, Fate of the Two Worlds, 360, PS3. Tactics Ogre, Let Us Cling Together for the PSP. It's a remake of the original. This has been getting some really good reviews.
Yeah, people love Tactics Ogre.
I almost wanted for some reason. I don't even know why. I don't even like this game.
If it's downloadable, I'll get it. Because, I mean, here's my thing. With the NGP coming, I'm not going to buy another UMD.
Here's the one thing I like about it that I hear. When you don't level up individual characters. You level up whole classes. So if you level up the warriors, like, then all the warriors you will ever get will be that level.
That's cool.
Like, you don't have to micromanage level characters. That drives me crazy in these games all the time. So that's neat. Dungeons, very generically named PC. Hardcore's Uprising for an arcade, the first on the, what are they calling their
the
thing?
Block Party.
Yeah.
Or no, the House Party, excuse me. Block Party was last year.
It's basically like a Contra game.
Yeah.
Dragon Quest VI, Realms of Revelations for the DS. Hyperdimension Neptunia for the PS3. Looks like a JRPG. Back to the Future, Episode 2 came out. I think Episode 1 came out for, like...
the PS3 and the iPad.
Yeah. Dance Paradise. Looks like Dance Central, but it's
probably
not
as good.
Yeah, well, that's about it. All right, everyone, thanks for listening.
Oh, wait, that Gears of War triple pack came in. I skipped that.
What is it?
Well, they call it a triple pack, but really it's just Gears of War, Gears of War 2, and that Gears of War 2 All Fronts, which really doesn't justify a third hole.
What's All Fronts?
I think it had, like, another chapter of single player, and it was, like, a map pack.
Oh. All right, then. Well... thank you. Alright, thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. You do this. I feel sick. I don't want to talk anymore.
I'm sick, too. Fine. You can find more of us at explodingbarrel.wordpress.com, the iTunes Music Store, the Zoom Marketplace. Be sure to follow us at twitter.com/explodingbarrel.
Alright, thanks for listening, everybody. See you next time right here on the Exploding Barrel Podcast. Bye-bye.
It's my birthday Tuesday.
We don't care.